Welcome to Tony's Take Podcast.
Welcome to the Tony's Take Podcast, episode 368. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we have Off-Road Andy.
Hello.
And Tony Katz.
Hello.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button, share with a friend, and check out our sports podcast right after this. We've got a lot of stuff to get to today. First things first, Tony Katz, let's hear from you.
Yeah, so I had an eventful weekend. I was in Las Vegas for a bachelor party. A good friend of mine who's getting married, and I actually am going to be a groomsman in his wedding in less than a month on April 13th. So that's coming up quickly as well. But yeah, we went to Las Vegas, and it was a good time. We left Friday morning, a few of us. Some of them actually left Thursday night. We left Friday morning, and then we did something that I've never really done before, is that we did this experience out there called Adrenaline Mountain, where a big bus picked us up from the Flamingo where we stayed, and it was about 50 minutes off the strip. And it was in a mountain in the middle of nowhere, pretty much. Like, we literally had to go through a town that looked like it was out of a horror movie. Like, I thought we were in The Hills Have Eyes. The population of this little town was 200 people. Like, it was gnarly.
They take you to a Native American reservation and then they hunt you?
It felt that way. And then, yeah. And so the things that they have there, honestly, it's funny you say that, because that did cross my mind. Like, what's stopping this guy from taking us in the middle of nowhere and killing us? Like,
well, that is like a movie, like, right?
Oh, it's got to be.
Well, I watched with Sean, like, we watched that dumb movie where they're in like South America and they're on like the tour bus and they get like their organs harvested.
Oh, turistas or something like that?
Oh, that sounds exciting.
So there's always kind of the horror premises as being out there. But obviously, yeah, Hills Have Eyes is the big one.
And then at this place in Adrenaline Mountain, you're allowed to shoot. Like, they have a bunch of guns. Like, you have to buy packages. So we just bought the ATV package where, you know, you have like a tour guide and then you're basically two to a ATV. And we did that. And I mean, it was all right. It wasn't like, it's not my cup of tea. Like, that's not really my style. But also, it's not summertime right now, and it was cold out there. So when we were in the middle of our ATV experience, it did begin to rain a little bit, and it was, since you're out there in the middle of the mountains, pretty much it was in the 40s, wet, muddy. It was just not a pleasurable experience, to be honest. So kind of wish we would have done the other stuff, because you could have fired guns. You had the option, I guess, to shoot a bazooka at a car.
Nice. How, like, much did that cost?
I don't know. Like, I think, like, those are the more expensive packages, like $400 or something.
Oh,
flamethrowers.
Luke went to this.
Oh, dude. Luke, producer Luke.
I mean, everyone's business cards.
Producer Luke asked if he could bring his own guns. And I'm not even kidding. He asked multiple times, you think they'll allow me to bring my own guns? And every single one of us, every single time, no. And so, yeah, I'm surprised. If it was his bachelor party, there definitely would have been guns fired. But his bachelor party was actually just a couple years ago, and there was no guns fired. But, so yeah, it was a fun time. Then they had a big school bus that was an off-roading school bus. Like, we can Google this stuff or look up the videos afterwards if you guys want. But all I thought about when I see that bus is Otto from The Simpsons driving it. Like, just some guy with long hair just driving this big off-roading bus. But, you know, with just the fact there were so many of us, we just went with the ATV options, which kind of, it's definitely more fun, I think, if you're doing that like solo or with someone else, like you and a buddy go and do it, because then, like, the tour guides, you guys can get a little more wild. But when you're in a group like that and there's so many people, you can tell they just, you know, kind of go a little slower. They just want to make it. And the reason I know that is because for Luke's bachelor party, actually, we did snowmobiling. And it was, like, the same thing where it's, like, you're just kind of in the tour guide and it's, like, you're cold, it's miserable, and you're just cruising around. But, so, I mean, that was all right. And then, you know, did some dinner and stuff like that. But I will share just one really quick funny story. This might not be funny to some people, but you just got to vision it. It's as best you can. But we're down in the lobby and we're walking, and you know, all these casinos have little gift stores and other stores like that before you actually get into, like, you know, where the gambling takes place. And for whatever reason, we're around a group of guys, and for whatever reason, one of our buddies was walking and another friend of ours decided he was just going to truck him out of nowhere. And I don't think he meant to knock him down, but he definitely meant to, like, shove him into the store. And he got him, perfect timing, shoved him into the store, but he caught him off guard. He starts backpedaling, falls down on the ground, slides about 2 feet, and then has his leg kicked up and knocks hits down a little bit of glassware on a little table. Nothing broke, but it was hilarious. And then we're all like in the, like walk down and we ended up going into like a little liquor store, like convenience store, whatever. And we're just dying laughing. And he finally comes in after about a minute and just goes, holy shit. He's like, the woman in there, we're like, what happened? She's like, she asked, or like, what happened? He's like, the lady in there asked me if I needed to call security because they're thinking like some random guy like shoved him or something. And like there was a fight. And he was like, oh no, you don't. That's just my friends. And then she's like, well, your friends are assholes. You need new friends. And another reason why I bring up this story is because the lady that told him that his friends were assholes and that he needed new friends and asked if he needed to call security, we were at a blackjack table about 30 minutes later. And that same lady shows up and sees us. And she's apparently her husband was playing at the table with us. She's like, honey, those are the kids I was telling you about, or the guys I was telling you about that, you know, threw their friend in here or whatever. And then she looked at me because she saw my friends, the one that fell, and just saw him and I next to each other, not knowing that there's like, you know, 12 of us, 12 others of us. And she looks at me and goes, he's the culprit. And I said, I appreciate it, but I look at me, look at him. I don't think I could have hit him that hard. I don't think he would have flinched if I came in at that speed at him. But it's just a funny little story that I just, you know, felt like sharing. Vegas is always a fun time on the way out there. And then you're excited to get home. We left very early Sunday because to enjoy some St. Patrick's Day festivities, which the three of us were together that day. I feel like it's always tradition to for us to like hang around at like Halloween time and like especially St. Patrick's Day. I feel like we've spent the majority of our St. Patrick's Days together since I've met you guys, which was, shit, I don't know, 2014-ish, 15, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't recall 2014 St. Patrick's Day, but.
Yeah, no, I can't either, but.
Fair to say, though, and yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, I for the first time ever, I had a Guinness with breakfast at about 10 in the morning, which I didn't have a full Irish breakfast, which wasn't on the menu, but
that's gross anyways. It's like beans.
No, I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was delicious over there.
No, I'm not into beans, no matter what time of day
it is. They didn't have any beans at the one I had. So maybe it was a majority Irish breakfast. I don't know. It had all those weird little like pucks that are, you know, like different meats.
Liver sausage and shit, yeah.
Yeah, they're tasty. They had like uncured bacon or whatever and then regular bacon. Yeah, so I had my first Guinness, though, about 10 a.m. or something like that. I nursed it. I mean, I wasn't in a hurry. We had about a two-hour dinner, breakfast. There it is. me and my family. It was one of those meals. But then, yeah, you guys ready to come on out. So,
yeah, I got. We made good time back. I mean, I got home around 11:45, and my car was at producer Luke's house, which is right down the street from the bar we fancied that day, which is, you know, shout out again to Tommy, the bar he works at. But I decided, I was like, no, I looked myself in the mirror. I was like, I need to go home and do something with my life first. I need to change. I need to shower. I got to at least look presentable. So I went home, changed, shower, and then was ready to get back out there. And yeah, met up with you guys. It was good timing. I was walking up right at the same time Dobby and his brother-in-law were walking up, and yeah, we were able to, it was definitely standing room only at that point, but we were able to stand at a nice table, little table outside, and definitely enjoyed ourselves, kicking back a few beers, seltzers too for me, had an Irish car bomb. Andy started off strong with a Jameson and soda, I believe.
Yeah,
I place for keeps.
Irish. I don't know. It was a weird setup they had there.
It was a weird setup, and it was funny because
they were charging surge pricing for Irish stuff too.
Yeah, and it was like Andy went up
discounts,
and there's like a sidebar outside that's only there on special events. And by those special events, I mean
Cinco de Mayo.
Literally, they're two busiest days of the year, which are St. Patrick's Day and the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's when they set up that other bar out there, unless there's like a private party or something. But Andy went up to the guy to give him cash, and he's like, "Oh no, it's card only." He's like, "Thought it was cash only," and he's like, "That was last year." So it's like, and then I know Sean and his brother-in-law made a good joke saying next year it's gonna be Bitcoin only.
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
So, funny times.
Yeah.
But yeah, we caught the bagpipes. We caught the band.
Yeah, they had multiple time. Bands. Yeah, so it was a good time.
There's an event that happened that Tony doesn't even know about. That I told Sean. I don't know if he remembers. But so, around 1 or something, you took your brother-in-law home. So it was just us two. And then, so we had a little table there, standing there, and he was busy. Tony goes to the bathroom. It's a long line, so he's gone for a while.
Yeah, I was gone for at least 10 minutes.
So, the guy comes up. He's like, "Are you all right?" I was like, "What?" Yeah. He's like, "I thought you were having a heart attack," because I had my arm up to my chest or something. I was like, "No,
I've seen what you do before. I know, it's
just a nervous thing, whatever." Hey. I was like, "No, I'm fine." And then he just started talking to me, asking me questions, "Oh, you're from around here or something?" I was like, "Yeah, I went to high school here. I don't live here now, but it's still a local bar." And he's like, "Well, I'm not from here, but I moved to Villa Park." And I was like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "I bought a house." And I'm like, "I'm jealous. That's really an achievement." And he's like, "Yeah." And he's telling me what he does. And it's like, "Oh, does HVAC stuff?" I was like, "Oh, Sean does HVAC stuff." But I mean, he owns his own business. So he had the money to buy a house in Villa Park, which is a lot. And then he's like, "Yeah, I like Villa Park. It's mostly white." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Whites are the best." And I was like, "Okay.
How did you not tell me this?" Because I came back to that table and I saw those two guys also.
That's the thing, is you would expect it would be one of those two people.
Oh, it wasn't?
Totally different guy.
Oh, okay.
Totally different guy.
Oh, so, shit. Okay. That makes it even better.
Yeah, pretty much after that, the guy's like, "All right," and moved on. I was like, "That's fucking weird."
What did this guy look like then? Because it's funny Andy says that because...
Yeah, I know. The other two guys were...
The other two guys were tatted up, middle, probably in their 50s, burly looking guys that definitely would have said that. But then also but at first when you were like, "Oh, I just bought a house in Villa Park," I was like, "Those don't seem like the type of guys that would live in Villa Park," but definitely look like the type of guys that would say, "I'm glad it's white around here." What did the other guy even look like then?
Just a normal guy. He said he was 55. I'd say he looked good for 55, but not he's a little overweight. Just kind of looks like a guy who'd run a
HVAC place. Yeah.
Just a guy. I mean, he looks like a guy from Corona, I would say.
That sounds accurate.
One of those sunglasses and hat.
Man, how long was I gone then? My gosh.
There was 20 minutes or something.
There was at least 6 or 7 people in front of me for the bathroom line.
There's only one there. That's a big problem when it's that crowded.
Yeah, and I mean, then they have the employee bathroom that all the regulars they'll use. But it's one of those things now where it's so word of mouth now that it's a lot of people use it and it's but also a lot of the employees use the public bathroom there. So to each their own.
But yeah, but then after that, since I was there by myself at a table and it was getting busy and I was between drinks, people just focused on a couple guys came over and just kind of took the table.
Yeah, I noticed
that.
They
were nice. They're like, "Oh, you're here." And I'm like, "Oh, I have a friend here who's in the bathroom." He's like, and they said, "Oh, do you want us to leave?" And I said, "No, it's fine. It's just us two."
No, yeah. Even when
you guys
can
set your beers down.
Got back there, they kind of moved away. And I was like, "No, stay at the table. Join the table. We don't mind." And, so that's how it is.
They looked very rough. You wouldn't absolutely not want to say anything mean to them, but they were actually very nice. So.
Yeah, it might have been rough in the past. Now they're older than men. Yeah. They definitely looked like they frequent Cook's Corner weekly.
Yeah. But that was...
That is actually a really funny story. I'm kind of glad you saved it for the podcast because I did not know that story existed at all. So that was pleasant to hear just now.
I mean, what does it say about me that people are comfortable just...
That's what I was actually thinking too, because I was like, he was looking at you.
You don't know me at all.
So I'm going to say a story then really quickly because it relates to that. This happened, I want to say it was... I know football was on because the Sunday night game was on. I want to say it was towards the end of 2019, and me and a couple other friends, but one of them being my buddy Mike, who's Irish guy, tall guy, dark hair, beard, he's got some tattoos, nothing really on his arms, but you can see it from his back and stuff. And we were waiting for our food to get coming and whatnot, and it was we had gotten it to go. We were at the Islands in Tustin Marketplace area, for anybody listening that's familiar. And this guy starts talking to us, same thing, middle-aged guy, probably in his 40s, maybe early 50s. And we're chatting, and there was nothing, no conversation about race or anything, just regular friendly conversation between three white guys. And when he got his food and left us, he signed off and looked at us and just goes, "Stay white." And then that was it. And to this day, Mike and I always have a good laugh about that because... It was just so out of nowhere and caught us both so off guard that we were like, "What?" but okay. And we have stayed white since. We are still white. We have not made any transitions to any other colors.
Pretty good.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You don't want to attempt. Like, yeah. Get in trouble otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Halloween can be a dangerous time these days. A lot of people have gotten in trouble.
Well, yeah, all in all, it was a good St. Patrick's Day. And
it was.
Yeah. Good time as always. Yeah.
And I want to make it clear that St. Patrick's Day is open to all races to celebrate. So,
yeah.
You know, everyone's
Irish on St. Patrick's Day. All right. Well, speaking of the stuff you drink during St. Patrick's Day, a House of Guinness is in the works from the creator of Peaky Blinders, Stephen Knight. And this, from what I understand, Red is going to kind of follow the family, Arthur Guinness and co, as they get their brew off the ground.
Now, do they cover the Book of World Records at all?
I don't know.
Well, they should. It's equally as important.
I mean, maybe.
I think so.
I think it's very elementary stages, so maybe they'll get there. But Andy's referring to the Guinness Book of World Records, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm into this. I think it'll be awesome. And, yeah. If I remember right, he had like 21 kids. And then everyone was telling you that. Everyone tells you, you know, you have 21 kids, you'll have to open a brewery. So pretty good. But yeah, stay tuned for more on that. All right, we have some breaking red hot news. Bill Hader is cast in this new Dr. Seuss movie.
That seems horrifying to think of Bill Hader.
Yeah, so
can't be worse than Michael Myers though, right? Or could it?
This is he's doing Cat in the Hat. It is not live action. It is going to be an animated film. Oh. So, yeah, not that monstrosity of Mike Myers in a costume with a face.
The Simpsons make fun of that because they do a...
Yeah, in the Halloween. We watched that one recently.
Yeah, and he even said... That one was kind of creepy, too. He's like the Lorax or something, or whatever he is. What's the thing that Homer is in that?
Does he become a Lorax? I don't remember.
I thought so, but I don't know. He's some like...
I watched that like 3 weeks ago, and somehow I forgot. But Dan DeVito played the Lorax in that movie, which I never watched, but... yeah, that Cat in the Hat movie I never watched, but I just saw the trailer.
Actually, you know what? I think he was the Cat in the Hat, but he was.
Oh, he was the Cat in the Hat. Yeah. It was Homer.
And then at the end, it said, just don't let me get played by Mike Myers, because they were rhyming everything as obviously Dr. Seuss. What did Dr. Seuss look like? What was his deal? Was he on a lot of drugs?
He's a Jewish man. I think he looked normal.
Yeah. Probably.
he does look normal.
I don't even know if he's a real doctor. Like, he's not a medical doctor.
Dr. Jerry Buss was a doctor.
Of like chemistry or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bill
Dr.
Hader,
J wasn't.
I think Bill Hader could do a voice of a cat. I mean, I don't know. It's a classic story, and I like Dr. Seuss stuff. But yeah, I think the idea is they're going to do more Dr. Seuss stuff in addition to Cat in the Hat. But that's the one you start with. That's the big one that people know. The Grinch is also the big Dr. Seuss guy, but they've already made a bunch of Grinch stuff. So just you got to start somewhere differently. And that's the reason they made that Mike Myers one, because the Jim Carrey Grinch was so successful. Like, why don't we do this?
There's a difference, though, between Christmas. People just like Christmas movies, though.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, sure. It's a little bit different. I mean, they did a Grinch meets Cat in the Hat or something Dr. Seuss wrote back in the 60s or something. And now people are like, no, this is weird. I don't like this. Like they go on a cruise or something. I don't know. It was not Christmas themed is the point. But yeah, I like Dr. Seuss as a kid. This could be good. There's going to be other people. I know there was Joseph Gordon-Levitt might play Thing 1 and Thing 2. We'll see how that goes, but that's not confirmed yet. But
Well, yeah, I'm sure more will come for this. All right, what is Kinds of Kindness?
So, Yorgos Lanthimos just put out a movie, came out in December, won a couple Oscars called Poor Things, including a Best Actress Oscar for Emma Stone. And yeah, a few weeks ago, he announced like, well, I already know my next two movies that I'm doing. I was like, okay. And like, oh, I'm doing one with Emma Stone again, which is like, okay, that makes sense. You did one before Poor Things. You did The Favor with her as well. So that's kind of, you're going to work with her. And then this week they announced, oh, that movie's already filmed and it is coming out June 21st. Just in a few months, it's already out. So, quick turnaround on these movies. So it's Kinds of Kindness. So it's an anthology movie. So. The actors, it's three different stories. The actors play different characters in the stories. Also bringing back Willem Dafoe from Poor Things. So that's a good news. This is a good filmmaker. He's always being recognized now at the Oscars. So people like him. And he's...
It looks like it says it was filmed in Ireland.
Was it? Okay, that's...
So there you go. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, any Irish actors in there? Colin Farrell or something? I mean, Colin Farrell was in The Lobster, so they are friends.
I mean, Willem Dafoe, he's been to Ireland.
Very much an American man.
He's been to Ireland, though.
He also went to Vietnam and died, so does it make him Vietnamese?
Oh, Andy. No. But I'm sure, like, a generation and a half back is from Ireland.
Yeah, definitely seems like that would be true.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, very interesting. I did see that the other one, the whatever you just called it, is on Hulu.
Yes.
To watch.
Poor Things
so,
is on Hulu. It's worth watching, even if you like don't like it, just to like see what it looks like, because it's so unique looking. Mm-hmm. Although I know for you, Sean, it's got Mark Ruffalo, so it's a hard sell.
Oh, God. So he's going to look confused.
Oh, yeah. He's confused.
Scratch his head at some point.
That's entirely his character.
Yeah, because that's all he has. He's just baffled. Like Kevin Hart is, I'm short, but I'm mighty, and it's funny. If you, that's all you have, like, wouldn't you want to work on some other things, or like you just milk it?
No,
for all
because
it's worth,
he got another Oscar nomination for it, so he's doing a thing that people like.
I don't know. We'll see. Then it's definitely on the top of my list. If I'm like homesick or something,
watch the first 20 minutes because it doesn't have any Mark Ruffalo and it's mostly Willem Dafoe.
Okay,
creating weird creatures.
That's better.
Yeah.
All right. What about Rogue Squadron?
So a few years ago, they announced a Rogue Squadron movie. So Star Wars, that's the name of like the X-Wing team that like Luke Skywalker runs in the movies there that do the, you know, the battles, the space battles. They announced they're going to make a movie directed by Patty Jenkins, who did the Wonder Woman movies. But then, like every other Star Wars project, they like, nah, this is not happening anymore. But now that there is no more Wonder Woman, it's been uncanceled, and she's going to be working on that again. So I think this has potential for something good. The idea is like, okay, well, Top Gun in space. But this was announced before Top Gun Maverick came out. Maybe now it's like, don't even try. Like you're going to embarrass yourself. But there's still potential here. X-Wings are cool. They're just... I like space battles in Star Wars, and they're usually like one little tiny part of like the end of the movie, but a whole movie of it, build around that, have people, you know, learning how to fly, it could be good there. So
if they could, you know, all go to a, you know, one of those bars that's owned by Jabba, and the kid could walk in and start playing a famous piano tune or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they have famous. I mean, just play the famous Star Wars Cantina song. On the piano.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's piano, that could sound neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's plenty of Star Wars stuff, I'm sure, coming out. So.
Oh, yeah. There'll be more.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Oh,
so
oh
just,
boy.
So all just right. Stay tuned.
Well, next on the list, more rumors for 007. Now, I think last time we spoke about this, Cillian Murphy was potentially going to be the guy. Well, it appears like it's going back towards Aaron Taylor-Johnson. This morning, reports were that he had already been offered the role of Bond. More recently, in the afternoon of today as well, it's not official that he's been offered this. So I think at this point, less people are trying to, you know, work and manipulate the market, he's going to be the new Bond.
Yeah, this is being treated like the royal family or some shit. Which is like, we have a hint that maybe this person is now here. It's, I don't know. Just announce it. Just say, here's what's happening. Here's doing it.
What'd be super cool is if Nick Cage would be the villain, you know, because they've worked together in the past.
Yeah, and kick ass.
Yeah. Okay. So, first off, wouldn't he be a pretty killer villain?
Yeah, it'd be pretty crazy just doing Face Off, just doing that same guy.
Exactly. I don't know. I think that would be a whirlwind of fun.
Yeah, they had many American villains. They're always like a little British creep. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, Rami Malek was not American. He was like Greek or something in that last one.
What about like the old ones? They were probably all English too.
There was American, but I'm trying to remember. Like the... Oh, man, I can't think of all of them.
Well, you had a gay Javier Bardem.
Yeah, and that was definitely not American.
Brad Whitaker is a fictional character in the James Bond, The Living Daylights.
Yeah.
He was portrayed by American actor Joe Don Baker.
Oh, of course. I was going to say, Live and Let Die, it was in America. And yeah, Joe Don Baker in that was in GoldenEye, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he helps him. What about David Harbour? He was in that one. He was an American. And he turns on him. Does that count as an American? He was in the one that was shit. The second one with Daniel Craig.
Is that where they're in the boat? Is that even the 007 movie?
It's the one where like the guy's stealing the water or something in Argentina. But David Harbour is like an American CIA agent who betrays him. Jeffrey Wright's there too, but like he's still good.
That's Javier Bardem. No, that's not Javier.
Jeffrey Wright's in like four of them, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, Bonds are always fun. You know, it's great orchestra. It's great cars. You can even say fashion and beating up people, but not graphic like Wick. So at some point, like, I don't know, Wick 4, like, I just felt like I was going to vomit. Like, it's just too much, like, oh, I'm going to stab this guy's head and his brain's going to ooze out. Like, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Does it? Like, gross. So I'd much rather just, like, judo chop and then they're dead. Like, no fuss, no muss. And it's like it never happened. But, yeah, stay tuned, because I'm sure we'll be getting a lot more words of, you know, maybe John Lithgow will be the bad guy. I don't know.
That's a cliffhanger. Can't do that again.
Yeah. It is a cliffhanger, because will he be the bad guy? I don't know. All right, well, let's move on. Andy, you've got some trailers.
I do got some trailers, starting with The Crow, starring Bill Skarsgård of John Wick 4, as The Crow. So The Crow was a movie in the 90s. I've never seen, but it is.
I never saw it either.
It is best known for the tragic accident. Yep. You know, fake gun had it, or a real gun with blanks, killing the star Brandon Lee, who was Bruce Lee's
brought to life again with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, so this whole thing with Alec Baldwin has actually happened before, and also there's an incident in the 80s where a guy had a prop gun and shot himself in the head with it as like a joke, and it killed him, and it was like,
oh. Wow.
So this stuff has happened before, but yeah, that was a big one. And so The Crow, they were able to finish, and that's, you know, that's the final.
That was the original one?
Yeah.
But he wasn't the main character, though, right?
He was the main guy.
So. I thought the main guy was like a white-looking guy for The Crow.
He wore face paint.
I think Brandon Lee is like half white, so he was able to. And he does wear the face paint, so
I guess you're right.
I don't think he doesn't look exactly like his dad, but they've been wanting to do this forever.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
They did make multiple sequels with other people. But I don't know. It seems wrong. Like, I don't know if anyone's like desperate for this. I think it's definitely going for like a little, any connection to John Wick. It's like a guy doing action stuff, but, yeah, I'll have to wait and see if this is any good before checking it out. So it's coming out June 7th. So pretty soon.
That's a bummer. 28 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a Hollywood tragedy of like, okay, this guy's getting his first real big role here, and you know his dad died young, and it's a beloved figure of Hollywood, and yeah, just a stupid accident that should never happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else you got?
Star Wars. So the next Star Wars show, we have a trailer for coming out June 4th, The Acolyte. So The Acolyte is interesting because it is the first Star Wars show or movie that is not taking place during the Skywalker era. So it is supposed to take place 100 years before the Phantom Menace, when the Jedi are, you know, dominant and in control and everything. And we haven't seen that in a movie or show. They've had books and comic books and video games and stuff like that around that, but we haven't seen that before. So yeah, they put the first trailer out. It looks like Star Wars, a lot of lightsabers. And people that are bad trying to kill Jedi and that kind of stuff. Carrie Ann Moss and Moss from The Matrix is in it. Looks like she's doing some Trinity moves there. So that's cool. You know, anything that reminds you of the Matrix, the good days. But yeah, there's still more Star Wars. It's only shows, and they have one or two a year. And this is the next one. I think we've had a little bit of a break since the last Star Wars show. I can't even remember what the last one I think it was Ahsoka from last year was the last Star Wars show. So,
yeah, I haven't watched a Star Wars show since season two of Mandalorian.
That's sorry to.
I did some of Boba Fett, but I didn't finish it.
Sorry to go back here. Go on, ahead. John. No, I was just going to say, I had no idea Bruce Lee died so young. I was just looking up 32 years old. And they said it was like just random swelling of the brain.
Yeah, I don't even know what it was.
It said swelling of the brain, but they said it's like still kind of like a mystery of like. That's what I was going to say. Like, you think in those situations, like, you know, the prop gun, I mean, I'm sure the conspiracies come out, but it's like.
Oh, it's like his family is cursed or something?
Yeah, well, like, but also just thinking like, was someone trying to get rid of his family or something? Like, you know, you'd be on there like, such as, you know, an accident, but that's just.
He witnessed something with the Clintons or something?
Yeah, that's crazy. Also, I think, I still don't even know what's the craziest of all that. I thought this was just some like rock and roll looking white dude. I didn't realize that, like that was Bruce Lee's son that played the Crow. Mm-hmm. Again, I've never seen it, but I don't even know what it's about. But
him and his girlfriend get murdered, and then he becomes like resurrected as the Crow to like avenge them.
Because
like,
they call the Crow a murder, is why, like a flock of crows.
And the Crow comes.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, so what happened when he like they finished the movie even though he died? Like I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it was mostly done, and they were able to do like stunt doubles and some like CGI and stuff like that.
Like, what if the stunt double called in sick that day and he would have been shot?
Yeah, it could happen. Yeah,
you never know. Damn.
I mean, stunt doubles, I mean, I don't say they die all the time, but they do die.
They're a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
They well, it's in the name. You're doing stunts. Like, didn't what's it, that's got to be how What's-His-Face died, right? Evel Knievel, didn't he die doing a stunt?
He choked on a bone, steak.
Did he really?
No, I don't know.
Let's find out.
All I'm thinking is he died instantly the next day.
The next day, yeah.
Even though it was not Evel Knievel, but that was...
Oh, he does.
That's Hot Rod's dad, of course.
Oh, yeah. That is a funny movie. Respiratory disease.
There you go.
Must have been by inhaling
all that. In 2007.
Yeah, all that motorcycle air probably all those years.
Yeah, he's from Butte, Montana. How do you like that?
Well, he was supposed to jump the Grand Canyon. Like, could that have been done?
still can.
I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of Boba Fett, huh? He did it once.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I just thought all that stuff was interesting. Like, I know
Hollywood
stuff. I honestly never knew any of that about Bruce Lee, I think. But it's funny because now that I look at it, it's like you never do see older photos of Bruce Lee.
That makes sense. Bruce Lee, whenever I hear that name, I just go back to one of the greatest moments of the Tony Steak podcast when I'm talking about The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tuxedo comes up and then someone says, isn't that Bruce Lee? And you're like, yeah, hasn't he been dead for like... Jet Li, and you're like, hasn't even been dead for forever. And I said, no, that's Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that was me.
And everyone kind of
but that all started because Joe was on that episode. That all started because
he just says Jackie Chan the tuxedo, but he first says Jet Li.
Yeah, and then I said, hasn't Jet Li been dead? And then you're like, Bruce Lee, because is Jet Li still alive?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, Bruce Lee, so, still throws me off. Because Bruce Lee, that's the one of them Once Upon a Time in Hollywood where they said his family got upset because the way they portrayed him. Now I see why they're so upset. They've had a lot of shit happen to their family. Good thing they didn't bring the Crow into that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would have really been a disaster.
It would have been out of place too, just with the year they're going for.
Yeah, that's true too.
This happens 25 years in the future. All right. Was that all of the trailers?
No, I got one more here, which is one I'm very looking forward to. Conan O'Brien Must Go, coming April 18th to Max. So when Conan retired from his talk show, he said, like, well, I'm still going to do things. He still knew his podcast, and he was going to keep doing the travel episodes of his show, but as its own show, which, if you remember, those are incredible, those Conan O'Brien travel
episodes. I like the Cuba one.
Yeah, so this has been in the works for a long time.
Oh, I saw clips of him in Ireland. He was there like a week after me.
Oh, really? So he
– Yeah.
So from what I saw, he filmed two episodes early last year, and then when the strikes happened, they stopped, and then when the strikes ended, he – was able to finish. So it's four episodes. It looks like it's Ireland, Thailand, somewhere in South America, and Norway. Norway was the other one. And it looks like the one in South America, he's bringing Jordan, his producer, with him, which is always great comedy there. He's just one of the weirdest human beings. And I'm sure he's playing it up for the cameras now that he's like been in all these things. But that's good stuff. And I laughed out loud watching the trailer here by myself, so should be great. Yeah, and like I said, Conan going to Ireland is perfect.
Yeah, fits right in. It's just way taller than everyone else.
Yeah. But yeah, that's April 18th, so pretty soon that'll be out and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm sad it's only four episodes, but you know, if you get renewed for a season two,
yeah,
that'd be good.
Go to Canada next season.
Yeah.
All right, we have a draft update.
Yeah, so
Andy, you're getting drafted.
No, I want to update what's going on with our draft from a few weeks ago, because we've got some results. Different movies have come out. Two movies have come out that were drafted, so we got at least two movies to compare here. So Dune Part 2 with a 79 Metacritic and $208 million at the box office.
Biggest movie of the year.
It's worth $99.80 in our chart. But again, Dune was the number two pick overall. So
I had the chance at the number one.
You had a chance to take it. You took Godzilla instead.
Well, we'll see. Not out yet.
But you also did take Kung Fu Panda 4 with the seventh pick.
Oh, and my nephew saw it.
So far, that has returned $110 million at the box office and a 56 Metacritic, worth $67 there, the way we're doing it. So
it's not horrible for a four pick.
No, it's yeah, you're your number four or your number three.
That doesn't mean my other three are better.
Yeah. So, you know, you're definitely behind Dune 2 here.
Yeah, I know.
But that's just one movie. And I don't even have a movie out until May, I don't think. So, we do have Ghostbusters and Godzilla X Kong coming out in the next couple weeks. So that's two more in your movies. So you'll be in first place in no time.
But yeah, but then it's going to be a horrible end of the, I'm going to have a downfall.
We'll see. I mean, you went Krasinski heavy. You went with A Quiet Place and If.
Oh, I forgot I have Quiet Place on there. Yeah. Okay.
You're just literally loyal to
The Office. Yeah. Jim. I'm a big Jim fan.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll update this every now and then. Take a look at it. But I mean, yeah, I think Kung Fu Panda is a solid little hit there. I mean, that's.
But can those go up?
Oh, yeah. This is as of now. I mean, Kung Fu Panda will still make more money.
When did it come out?
So will Dune.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah.
So kids movies have long legs because, like, there's not going to be another kids movie until, I don't know, whenever. So it'll play forever. Like, there'll be divorced dads have to go take their kids to movies.
What about Dune? That'll continue to run, right?
Yeah,
I saw a kid saw Dune 2 16 times.
Okay, that's insane, yeah.
Who said that?
I saw it online. There's a guy who's, you know, he knows every line in that movie already or something.
It's probably Sean doing it so he could up his score.
Yeah, I'm juicing the stats. All right. Is there more to that, or are we
moving on? We're gonna move on to the next
24 Q2 preview.
Yeah, so when we did that draft, we previewed kind of the big movies coming out this year. But I did want to look at the smaller movies coming out over the next, it's like quarter two, but also next week. We'll talk about those. Coming this week, Ghostbusters is out this week, but also there's another movie coming out on March 22nd, and that is Immaculate. This is Sydney Sweeney as a nun who gets pregnant, and it looks creepy and scary. So that's something to, you know, for me and Tony to.
Yeah, people are going to like that. They like
on our radar. Sweeney. Yeah, people like her. She's a nun. Nuns are always creepy. There's more nuns on this list.
It's funny you say that because remember in the past in the podcast, I mentioned how I had saw a real life nun and I had never seen one before in my life, and she was just driving.
You thought she was like, she was going, like, wouldn't she wear that when she got to church?
Yeah.
Like you're going to a strip club for work.
Confused, yeah.
So, a couple weeks from now, also on April 5th, we're getting a Monkey Man from Dev Patel. Looks like a Indian John Wick. Looks pretty good. It was supposed to go to Netflix, but I guess it was so good that they're like, we're putting this in theaters. So that's encouraging. Also on April 5th, we got The First Omen. This is another nun horror movie. So if you're into nun horror, like, it's good couple weeks here. On April 12th, we got Civil War, which is going to be the most controversial movie ever made. Some early reactions from South by Southwest were pretty positive, but, you know, it's like, it's not what you expect is what everyone's saying. So Nick Offerman's the president. That's cool. I'd live in that America, even though California is opposed to him, according to that trailer. But definitely want to see that one. April 19th, you've got a movie called Abigail. This is from Radio Silence, the people who made the last couple Scream movies and also some other interesting horror movies, including, you know, stuff from VHS, some we've enjoyed. So this is, they're free from the Scream franchise, and they made another movie here. Looks like a vampire horror with a, you know, big cast. So I will definitely be watching that one. April 26th, you got Challengers. This is a Zendaya as a tennis player. That should be not a hit, but it'll be people are like her, you know, coming off Dune 2. I think her star is even brighter. So that is coming April 26th. May 3rd, we got a couple of movies, a couple of horror movies. First, Tarot, which is, you know, about the tarot cards. I've seen this trailer a couple of times. It looks like it'll be a fun horror movie. And then a new trailer I just saw this week for a movie called I Saw the TV Glow. And it's a creepy looking horror movie about a couple of people that were obsessed with looks like a kid's horror show. Like, hey, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Goosebumps style thing. And then Whoa. It starts to kind of bleed into the reality and they don't know what's real and what's not. So I'm definitely want to check that one out. That's an A24. So it's going to be, not just blood and guts. It'll be, you know, somebody you think about, but still should be good. May 17th, we got a couple ones. Back to Black, an Amy Winehouse biopic that looks terrible. Not interested, but, you know, those music biopics do well, so it makes sense. They're just going to make another one. But also on May 17th, The Strangers Chapter 1, so a prequel to The Strangers. Yeah, that's a solid franchise. They made a couple of them already, so just keep doing it. Mask people come and terrorize people and kill them. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now into June. June 7th, The Crow, which we just talked about. On June 14th, The Watchers. This is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter's movie, so should have some creepiness to it. And then June 21st, we've got Kinds of Kindness, which we just talked about earlier, as well as The Bike Riders. This is a Tom Hardy and Austin Butler motorcycle gang movie, so want to see that one as well. And then, you know, in July, we also have some more horror stuff coming out. We'll get to when the schedule fills out, we'll probably talk about, you know, July and on a little later. But
I do want to just note that I won't say what the movie is because we're not going to talk about these ones yet. No. One of these comes out on my birthday, which is a Friday this year, Friday the 13th in September.
And that is a foreign film being remade.
I like what I'm seeing in September to October.
All those other ones are horror. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a horrific time this year. And you know, I'm really excited for the October 25th one.
Oh yeah.
What day is Halloween on this year?
It's the 31st.
Okay.
Oh, Andy.
Day of the week. God, I mean, I can't be mad at that. That's a joke I would make.
Yeah.
I saw a funny little meme thing the other day where it said some girl was like, do men still open car doors or like, you know, do men still open car doors or something like that? And then the guy's like, how else do you think we get in?
Just jump through the window.
Like, you know, making a joke like, you know, women being like, oh, do men still open car doors for women? Guys like, how else do you think we get in?
Very good.
I've honestly never understood that. How weak are they? You know, come on. A child can open a car door.
I think it's something like, it's more so from like those.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
No, but I'm saying like, it's like when, you know, like the men back in the day where they would get their coats and throw them on the puddle so the girls didn't step in the puddle.
I don't know if anyone really did that.
I'm sure they did in New York in like the 12s or whatever.
The 12s?
The 20s or whatever it was.
The 12s, yeah.
1910s to 1920. I don't know.
Just in the year of the 12.
That was the first thing that came to my head. I don't know. This Voodoo Ranger tastes good right now.
Halloween's on Thursday. That's what we wanted to get to.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's
basically a Friday.
That is basically a Friday.
You know, if you go to London, they're not working that Friday anyways. You know, if Bernie Sanders gets his way, you're not working that Friday either, Tony.
That's fine with me.
All right, well, is that all of the Q2 yes. movie previews? All right, well, I think with that, we'll get into what we've been watching. However, before we do, we have a word from our sponsor, theclipplessleash.com. Head over to theclipplessleash.com and pick up the dog leash you didn't know you needed. This leash works with your dog's current collar or harness. And when you plug in promo code...
Tony.
That is...
T-O-N-Y.
They're going to give you 65% off at checkout because they're friends of the pod. So head over to theclipplessleash.com and plug in promo code Tony for 65% off at checkout. It is the dog leash you've been waiting for. I have one.
I don't have anything because I haven't been watching anything. I was pretty busy this entire week out doing things and obviously, you know, going to Vegas and then St. Patrick's Day. And
yeah, I got you covered. Don't worry.
Oh. Yeah. Hold your beer. What do you got, Andy?
I got five.
25.
Here.
Five. Woo.
Yeah.
Well.
It took a while to remember some of these movies. I'm like, oh, yeah. Let me just start here with
let her rip, Andy.
With Kung Fu Panda 4. So I did contribute
to
Tony's
with my nephew?
Box office. No, I saw it at 3 o'clock on like a Tuesday or something. Or no, we were here on Tuesday, on a Wednesday. And yeah, there were some kids in the audience. A baby cried during it. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on?
Shut
here?
That baby up.
I'm trying to watch a film here.
Serious movie.
So I watched Kung Fu Panda 1 when that came out. I didn't even know there was 2 and 3. I wasn't really paying attention to those movies at that point. But I enjoyed the first one. It had Jackie Chan and like Seth Rogen, like different voices. Ian McShane, who's the main villain, who does return here for a smaller role in Kung Fu Panda 4. It's always nice to hear his voice. It also has Ki-hi Kwan, who you know, Data and Short Round, in his little Hollywood comeback here. And he was entertaining as a pangolin, which is like, are you allowed to do pangolins? I thought they were like the COVID animals. Is that nope. offensive to anyone or anything?
They were blamed to be COVID animals.
They should have referenced it, but
the scapegoat.
Yeah. Now this movie is fine. Like, I think DreamWorks makes some good animated movies. I really like Puss in Boots, How to Train Your Dragon. Those movies are good. This one is not as good as those. It's fine. It's quality animation, but not, like, amazing. And Jack Black's a good voice actor. I mean, he did Mario movie last year. I think he's successful at that. But one of the funny things is a lot of the other voice actors, I said, like, Seth Rogen, Jackie Chan, that were, the side characters. Beginning of the movie, he's like, all of them are on an adventure by themselves. It's like, okay, yeah, you're not paying the other people. That's what you're doing. Although Cranston was in this, who, like, I get the, he was probably in, like, Kung Fu Panda 3. So I wasn't familiar with his character. Also, James Hong, one of our, great old men, couldn't give George Costanza a table at the Chinese restaurant. He's still working in his 90s, so he was back for this one. But it's okay, like, if you have kids, and I don't. So it's probably shouldn't be watching this movie, but it's free to go to the movies for me. So
You're losing money if you don't go.
Yeah. The other thing is, a couple days before I saw this, I saw that Tenacious D did a cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Why'd they do that? And then I get to the end credits and that plays and I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Jack Black's in a new movie. So that's cool. And, they do a good job. Jack Black's a good singer. So that's all right. That.
Very fun.
You want me to do another one here?
Sure.
I watched on Hulu, Next Goal Wins. This is a movie from Taika Waititi that came out last year and kind of just came and went and flopped. So this is a soccer movie starring Michael Fassbender as an American soccer coach who has all sorts of problems and is forced to take a job coaching the American Samoan national team, who lost 31-0 in a World Cup qualifier game and was just considered the worst of the national teams. And so he is hired there, and the goal for the team is not to win a game, but just to score one goal in international play. So he goes over there and, coaches the team and a bunch of misfits. It's kind of one of those movies. The problem with this movie is that it's funny. There's some good stuff in there, but it's not, like, hilarious all the way through. And then on the other side of it is it's not necessarily a good soccer movie, whereas I'm not a soccer expert, but I would assume, like, oh, Taika Waititi is not from America. He probably loves soccer. That's why he did this job. But in an interview, he's like, nah, I actually don't even really care about the sport. I just thought it was a good story. The reason he wanted to do it is because he is an islander himself. So it's like, I can do this story about the island people. And it is kind of reminiscent of one of his early movies called Boy. That was, like, about, the small island town there and how they live. And that's kind of the best part about it. It's not the soccer, but kind of, like, exploring this little... Like I say, in America, Samoa has like 40,000 people, and is also, even though it's an American territory, the people there are not automatic citizens. So it's one of those weird, like, gray areas there. I don't think that's like Puerto Rico, you're an American citizen, but for American Samoa, you're not. So, but yeah, had some nice laughs. But I think, yeah, if it was funnier and they had like a better soccer expert to make the soccer part of it more interesting and more, I don't know, authentic, it could have been a really good movie. But instead, it's like just fine. It's a 2.5 out of 5 is how I'd put it. Not bad, but not good. But Like, I can't even say, like, oh, if you're a huge soccer fan, you got to see this. It's like, nah, not really. It's got some soccer, but it's not, like, I don't even know what a good soccer movie is, actually, but just to say.
Well, Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah,
there you
go. Yeah, pass it to the Italians.
Anytime you can get Mike Ditka in a soccer movie, you got to do it.
Yeah, that movie is great, honestly. I watched it not too long ago. I think one of my buddy's favorite parts was, which is funny, is when they're around the fire, and he said something about eating the Chinese kid or something, the Korean kid or whatever. I forget how he says that scene, but that scene is really funny.
Yeah, it was the lesbians had the adopted kid. Yeah, I remember that.
Pass it to the Italians. Yeah, that was good.
All right, well, Sean, you want to do yours here?
Sure. I started a new series, and it's Apple TV Plus. And I think they're really nailing it with, like, historical stuff. So I started Manhunt. This is about hunting down one of the famous murderers of all time, John Wilkes Booth. 7 episodes, and it looks like they come out weekly. So I think there's just a few for me to catch up on right now. But a few years ago, I read Killing Lincoln. The Bill O'Reilly like series that they're supposed to be top notch. He has a bunch of them, but this one was about this specific incident, and it was very interesting. And so I kind of remember some of the stuff that happens, and so far it's gone pretty much exactly as I recall. Maybe a couple of things are changed here and there. So I would imagine overall it's pretty accurate. I do prefer it to be correct, just so I can assume I'm learning while I'm watching, versus like a Quentin Tarantino movie or a Ridley Scott movie or something where it's more entertainment. But so far, one episode, very, very interesting. This makes it look like Booth is a little more successful in being an actor than I recall. I always thought he was kind of a, and I suppose maybe it still is, but people recognize him around town. But I guess when there's 50 people in a town and you are one of the people that acts, they know who you are.
So I didn't know this story at all. He got away? They didn't just like tackle him?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So, I thought we'd assume he just got tackled immediately.
And I don't want to give much away, but so he jumps from the balcony onto the stage. People are cheering when he shoots, so they don't necessarily even know what happened. He also then kills like a general who is in like a booth above one. So the guy jumps down and he stabs this guy, and then he jumps down on the stage. He busts his foot or his ankle, but he's wearing his boot, so it kind of acts as a cast almost, which allows him to kind of limp off. But everyone just only one guy in the stands ran after him, and he worked this Ford Theater, so he knew his way through to go to the back where he had a horse waiting. Also, the guard, and this was also what I remember from the book, is so Lincoln had a guard posted at his entrance, and he decided, you know what, everyone already had taken their seat, I'm going to go have a couple of highballs next door. He is talking to John Wilkes Booth, and he says what he's doing. Not that this was going to stop him if he wasn't there. He was going to go do this anyways, but he probably would have killed that guy as well. But so the security guard is talking to the guy who then goes and kills Lincoln. But yeah, he escapes, and he goes to a place to get kind of healed, laying low. He's about 30 miles outside of DC at this point. But no, there's a manhunt for a few days. It's not a long time. So I think the rest of, the 7 episodes, the 6 other episodes are going to be them hunting him down. So I'm in. Well done, Apple.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this one. There's so many things on Apple. I just don't even know.
Yep. Yeah, this, I got an alert, I don't know, over the weekend. Check out Manhunt.
Yeah. So,
you had me at hello.
All right. Well, I got 3 more here.
Woo.
So, I watched a movie called Leviathan on Max.
That's not a real thing. What is that? That sounds like something from Pfizer.
Leviathan? That's a name.
Yeah, I'm going to prescribe you 4 weeks worth of Leviathan. Yeah.
I'd heard of it before, like always interested in seeing it. It is a underwater horror movie that came out in 1989, the same year as The Abyss. So I think it kind of got, overshadowed by that movie. So Leviathan, it has some good people in there. It's got Peter Weller as RoboCop, Ernie Hudson, Daniel Stern, pre-Home Alone. This movie is just a ripoff of Alien, just underwater, which is funny because James Cameron made an Alien movie and then did The Abyss, which is a much better movie. But in Leviathan, it's an underwater mining company. One of the miners kind of goes off. They lose contact with him and they go look for him. And he has discovered a downed Russian sub called Leviathan there. And he has raided it and found a safe. And it's like, okay, well, I got some treasure here. But then, he unknowingly brings aboard some sort of sea creature that, grows big and then attacks the whole ship. And I'm like, well, this is just Alien. That is like literally the plot of Alien. And basically like the same timing of when everything happens. There's even like a scene of like a creature gonna come out of someone's stomach. And I'm like, oh, you guys are really just doing Alien. I mean, that's a great movie. So I guess so, but, very, very strange that, you couldn't do anything like that to be like that close to a famous movie. But they do a good job of it. The sea creature is kind of cool looking and creepy. And, Ernie Hudson is same year as Ghostbusters too.
Huge year for him.
He's just doing exactly what you want out of him. There's a point where they have to one of the captains, whatever, has to say, here's the deal. Here's what's going on. There's a sea creature. And like the guy's like, and it's hunting blood. And Ernie Hudson has this line. It's like, you're telling me we brought on a goddamn Dracula onto this submarine? It's like, that's what you bring him on there, is to do like the common sense thing. While all the nerds are talking science. And then he's just the guy who comes in and says exactly what everyone's thinking. Just like.
Has Ed Elzate in here also.
What? You're talking about Hector Elizondo?
Yeah, that's his name. It's so close to it anyways, from Last Man Standing.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a 90-minute ripoff of Alien, so I mean, that's something.
It is something, yeah, very good.
Another thing I watched here, Feud, Capote versus the Swans. I've watched three episodes of this on Hulu. It's an FX show. It's part of the Ryan Murphy empire. I mean, I don't think he has done anything to do with this show, but, it's about Truman Capote, and him betraying his group of female socialite fans, or not fans, friends, a bunch of middle-aged women that he befriends in like the 60s, 50s and 60s that, he then like writes a whole book about them, and he changes the names, but it's obvious who it is. And so like he becomes an outcast, which is, this is a true story. I didn't know this about him. I know he's a weird author who has a silly voice, and the actor here playing him, Tom Hollander, does a really good job. If you look at him, you're like, I don't see how you can pull it off, but they do a good job of putting the bald cap on and everything. But it's a really well-made period piece. Taking place, it jumps across time periods, takes place in the 50s, 60s, 70s. It's got random people that, we don't know because they're from the 50s and 60s and 70s, but old people would know. Like, there's like a reference to Johnny Carson. I'm like, I know who that is, but I don't know who the other people are. But it's a well-made one of these, and it's going to be 8 episodes long, and it'll be done with. So I think it's pretty good so far. I think it's all out by now, but I watched 3 episodes of it. And then the last thing I have here.
Yeah, I think the show is from, is this from 2017 or is it one of those things?
There's Feud.
There's like a bunch of Feuds.
There was Feud season one. This is Feud season two. And they're different stories. It's like you said.
Yeah. March 13th was the last episode.
Okay. So just finished up. The last thing I watched is a movie called Love Lies Bleeding. Just came out this last week. A24 movie with Kristen Stewart. She works at a gym. She's in 1980s in New Mexico. And she's of course a lesbian, cause that's who she is now. And, a female bodybuilder joins the gym and starts working out there. And they get into a relationship, And it turns out this other woman works at a gun range owned by the local crime boss, played by Ed Harris, with an incredible haircut. Like, he's a full mullet, except for the fact that he's bald. So just really good stuff there. And it turns out that Ed Harris is actually Kristen Stewart's father, and she's kind of left the family business because she doesn't want to be involved in the crime part of it. And, you know, things go wrong, and there's violence, and it's really cool. I really like this movie. I think I was looking, it's like, oh, this is probably the second best movie of the year behind Dune Part Two. So,
And yeah, Dave, sounds a very different from Panic Room.
Yeah, it is, because Kristen Stewart's now an adult woman, so. A little different.
But it's the only movie I've seen of hers.
Yeah.
I think she's in, isn't she in Into the Wild for a minute?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Franco's on also in it as a huge creep, which is like, I wonder if he's like, calls up his brother James and's like, hey, I'm playing this real terrible person. Can you give me some pointers on how to be that? Yeah, you're on to that. You don't like me making fun of James Franco?
Well, it was fine.
But yeah, he's pretty good, as he's believable. But yeah, it's a good crime movie. That kind of genre, a thriller, and you got some very weird characters. Yeah, and that one of the co-leads is a female bodybuilder. You don't really see that too often in movies. But you do.
I would think not.
You do in this one.
No, very good.
And that's it. Yeah, that's
one.
No, that was it. That was the last one. So
very good. All right. Well, I think that'll wrap us up for episode 368 of the Tony Steak Podcast. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we had Off-Road Andy.
Yes, thank you.
And Tony Katz.
Yes, thanks for listening.
We'll see you later.